This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Video coming out of Miami. It's a popular destination for spring breakers, except maybe not anymore. The locals there were sick of the out-of-towners coming in and wreaking havoc and behaving like absolute heathens. And it's not just like your normal spring break activities that many people may have engaged in when they were younger. It's like totally just heathenistic criminal behavior. Robbing and fighting and looting and skipping out on checks and just disgusting behavior, really. So not just your normal spring breaker showing up and maybe drinking too much or something. It's like showing up and just committing vast crimes and assaulting people and robbing people and turning the streets into I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, it's kind of like when you see those videos of the street races, and they do like drag out races and skid their tires, everything, and then there's like thousands of people in the streets dancing and playing music and showing off their guns and stuff. So that was like spring break, what it turned into in Miami. So they're breaking up with spring break. This is a message from the city of Miami.
Hey, we need to talk.
Oh. This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us, it's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach,
hitting up the spa,
or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Miami Beach, Florida.gov. Guys, see if you can find some, because look, it was really the street activity more so than the beach activity that was the problem, because that was kind of the unseen nature of it all that had just never been seen before. But, you know, that's what happens when a bunch of Democrats come into your town. They wreak havoc. They destroy. They commit crimes. They bully and harass the locals. So, it was a little much. It was a little much for Miami last March, but I remember covering it. And it used to be people would go and party on the beach and they'd listen to music and maybe drink a little bit too much. But then it became a thing where they were taking over the streets, engaging in violent crimes, shutting down the streets, doing street racing and burnouts. They were robbing people. They were running out on bills at their restaurants, on the meals they were having. And so, it's done. Democrats ruined spring break in Miami. And that's what they do. That's just what they do. That's what we're talking about. Good job from the crew. But so that's really what did it. It wasn't necessarily about the spring breakers on the beach and maybe grinding and gyrating and having intercourse on the streets for all to see in public. I think that was probably where Miami reached their breaking point. But, hey, that's culture. But they can take their spring break somewhere else, I suppose. All right, Jason Burmes takes over the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. See you tomorrow.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. And I got to tell you guys, sometimes the stars really align in a odd and weird way because, believe it or not, little old Jason Burmes happens to be an expert on the Bohemian Grove. This is a hardcover book. I'm one of those rare investigative journalistic pieces where somebody was actually let into the grove way, way back in the day and spent time with those quote-unquote elites. I call them the predator class and their minions. But not only that, I am on a green screen, so we'll see what we can see. It'll be like a ghost book. Let's turn this one upside down. This is one of nine of the Bohemian Grove annals that sit right before me. I literally have nine. I think there are 11 of them right now. There was one published in 2022 that is going for quite a bit of money. We're actually going to show you some of the insides of those books exclusively because this thing went mega viral yesterday, and it's so odd. I'm actually going to Oklahoma City later today, and I kind of postponed my plans because I wanted to take this opportunity when I get these calls to talk about these things. We're going to talk about the origin story of the owl, showing everything upside down. This is The Long Ago and Later On by George T. Bromley, the original high priest of the Grove, and really the guy that brought this owl overseas because originally, it was actually a Buddha statue. And there's Bromley in the middle with the other people with their druidic ritualistic attire on. Now, we got a lot of this to cover. Alex Jones talked about a couple of his older films, obviously Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove, but others that went into the occult. I'd like to point out these two bad boys that I still have from my InfoWars days that get into Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. You've seen the David Gergen confrontation. That's in 9/11, Rise of the Police State, Martial Law. And then American Dictators talks about that Skull and Bones network at a time that John Kerry was kind of running this faux campaign to lose. By the way, there's a lot of evidence John Kerry beat Bush and didn't challenge the election because even way back in those days, 2004, guess what? There were election integrity issues, especially with the machines, which we almost don't talk about anymore. It's all mail-in ballots, dead people, registries, et cetera, et cetera. Those are important issues. The machines have been an issue now, believe it or not, for two decades. And arguably, obviously, John Kerry at this point runs way more foreign policy than Joe Biden, who is a dementia-ridden puppet. So we've got the annals. We've got the documentary films. We've got the origin story of the owl. And then we also have this. And we have the Franklin scandal, which Alex Jones alluded to. He talked a little bit about it. Then he showed Anthony Hilder interviewing Gunderson. Now, Ted Gunderson was basically the head of the FBI in the Los Angeles region at one time. I interviewed Gunderson many, many years ago. I think it was all the way back in 2006. And he also, which we have to point out, which really muddies a lot of the waters, was part of the COINTELPRO program back in the day. And I remember that interview when he was telling me that. I was like, oh, my goodness. And then he said he couldn't get into much of that. All right, I just want to point that out. But when we're talking about actual human sacrifice at the Grove, if you want the detailed story down the line, what Paul Bonacci, the witness in question that was alluded to, it is in this book. And this book is a follow-up to John DeCamp's book. And the reason I bring this book up by Nick Bryan, who also was the guy, by the way, that got the Epstein Black book published. Mainstream media didn't want to touch it, got it published through Gawker. This just has an extensive, this is all a bibliography. These are the handwritten police reports, documentation, the FBI accounts, all of it. All right? So, obviously a lot to discuss. The books, by the way, are super interesting because they really get into, and the only reason I have that one sealed is because Alex Jones had it. For instance, this little picture right here will show this. George Bush in the middle there while he's running the CIA, and it's a big joke. He's got a bunch of spooks around him. Huh? But what I thought I would do to start this off is kind of talk about the Garcia situation and then go to another documentary film that InfoWars actually produced and put out there, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And why? Because that has a section on this occultism, on this behavior of not only pedophilia, but kind of hiding and cloaking themselves in Christianity when their cremation of care ritual, which we'll illustrate a little later on, is a sacrificial ritual in which any type of conscience you have left over from the bad things that you've done, because you're expected that you might do some questionable things if you're in this network of the Bohemian Grove, okay? Let's absolve you of those, okay? Be gone, dull care. And the voice of that owl is actually Walter Cronkite. In fact, again, before we get into the documentary film and talk about Ryan Garcia, I want to pull this one out. This is one of the really interesting and I guess tough right now to get out. There we go. Because it actually also, if you get it like with the hardcover case, hard to find. These are all pretty hard to find. You get the sounds of Bohemia. And by the way, there's a lot of artwork there. The Bohemian Club itself is located in San Francisco. But a lot of recordings now, there's a lot of show tune stuff in there. You know, Alex Jones talked about the Good Shepherd and telling the story of Matthew Damon's character, who gets recruited in the Ivy League while he's in drag, by the way. Just want to point, that'll come into play a little later. While he's in drag, he just done a show where he was basically playing a woman, singing and dancing around. He gets tapped on the shoulder because a lot of people want to talk about the Skull and Bones being some kind of a fraternity. And there are fraternal aspects to it, of course. But they're the original intelligence agencies. So they tap 15 of the best and brightest at their junior year, second semester. So basically, you're only pledging for that one semester, and then you're a member of the group just as a senior, and then you go off into the world. And later on, they take you to another place where men are dancing, singing show tunes in hula dresses, this time called Deer Island. And Deer Island is one of the places where these people will meet, etc., you know, throughout the year, every once in a while, one of their clubhouses. Now, the Grove is a two-week encampment in the summertime that, as Alex rightly identified, was basically hijacked from artisans in the late 1800s and made into more of a political sphere. And that's another thing that we haven't discussed with the significance of the Grove. It was at the club and the Grove where they recruited Oppenheimer and others. Remember also Jack Parsons, JBL, very into the occult. Weird, right? Through that, they got the nuclear bomb and nuclear power. Okay, so this is a real political sphere. Now, let's talk about Garcia quickly before we get into the documentary film section. Okay, again, these are free. All, if you can find them online, American Dictators, Martial Law, Invisible Empire, Fabled Enemies, everything I did over there. We want you to not only download it, put it on a thumb drive, share it, share the links. We want this stuff to keep going viral. It's as significant as ever. And you don't want to deter away from the very real stuff with what Garcia seems to be having a manic attack. I'll just be quite frank about it. And I'm a huge fight fan. For those that don't know, I actually call fights. I'm going to be calling Caged Aggression out here in Davenport, Iowa, in the Quad Cities, March 22nd and 23rd. Come on down or get the pay-per-view two-night event. We got Pat Miletich one night, and then we got Jens Pulver, both Hall of Famers, the other night. I also do a podcast from time to time with John Fitch, another top-tier guy, UFC title, not only contender, but fought St. Pierre for that title. Other legends.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thieving spiders come not here. In other words, don't come here with a plan to collude against us, brother. We're in this together. And we absolve ourselves of whatever sins we've done at the beginning of every encampment. So that being said, we're going to go to this clip. And this is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Towards the end, it's going to talk about this network. It's also going to get into the high-level pedophilia. It's going to talk about a guy named Barney Frank. And we're actually going to show you Paul Bonacci backing up some of the things that you see in this documentary film. It's Infowars.com, Infowars.com, or Infowarsstore.com to get all the products. They need to get, listen, I'm not telling Alex Jones what to do, but you know what he needs to do? He needs to get all those documentary films. AI upscale what he can from DVD rips and files and compressions, and then put them on thumbsticks, and then just sell 32 gigabyte thumbsticks. You can stick them in an Xbox, a PlayStation, just about anything out there. And now we have physical media. And by the way, if you want, it's very easy to copy those over to other thumb drives to hand out to people. So without further ado, here is Invisible Empire.
So is there anything else about the ruling class we should know? Politicians, business leaders, and media figures are often portrayed as pillars of morality while they describe themselves as Christian conservatives. Nothing could be further from the truth. In reality, many of the elite are groomed at a young age to take part in occult rituals. Those who attend Yale are indoctrinated into the Order of Skull and Bones, an elite secret society cloaked as a fraternal order.
Yale University is 300 years old this year, and were you to visit its campus, you would see that it still has exotic clubhouses, which look like tombs where Yale's legendary secret societies meet. Their prestige and importance have largely evaporated, but the rituals are still a secret. And so when we heard that some enterprising characters had managed to spy on the famous Skull and Bones Society, couldn't resist.
Skull and Bones, people say it's a fraternity at Yale University, but it's really a postgraduate organization. So it was founded in 1832, and it's not like a normal fraternity. People don't pledge. These people choose who they want to come. So they do the recruiting. They recruit 15 people every year, people who they see are going to be powerful people in the future. So they're recruited when they're a junior in college. A lot of these people come from really wealthy and influential families because they know that this person has the resources to then elevate them to a position of power that can benefit the club.
The video shows the neophytes, or initiates, kissing a skull, then performing a mock human sacrifice. Horrific screams caught on tape include chants of, "The devil equals death, death equals the devil."
Famous alums include senators, John Kerry and John Chafee, to name two, cabinet secretaries, such as Averell Harriman, and three presidents, William Taft, George Bush, and George W. Bush, who's been reluctant to talk about Skull and Bones.
Does it still exist? The thing is so secret that I'm not even sure it still exists.
Former Skull and Bones members and current members have been presidents, heads of the CIA, senators, heads of business. I mean, huge, huge corporations. These people have the network that brings them to such a position of power that most people could only dream of.
Bush would run against his fellow Bonesman and distant cousin John Kerry in 2004.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret. Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go watch.
Sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322. This is an elaborate, occult, ritualistic entry into this group that they are now a member of for life.
This culture of death and the occult continues long after college. Later on in life, these pagan rituals carry on in the redwoods of Sonoma, California.
What is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a kind of summer camp for the powerful, an all-male gathering in great secrecy.
This group was formed in the late 1800s by artists, industrialists, and politicians. Bohemian attendees worship the owl as their deity. The Aztecs, Mayans, and other natives of Mesoamerica consider the owl a symbol of destruction and death. This is why the opening ritual for the club is the cremation of Care. During the ritual, the effigy of a baby is rowed across the water by the Grim Reaper and given to a high priest, who then tosses it on a fiery sacrificial altar of a 40-foot owl god. It is an earth-based ritual in which Care is burned away. The conscience is symbolically cast aside so that they may ignore the pain they have inflicted on others, the advancement of their own agendas.
With this ceremony called the cremation of Care, that begins the 2-week encampment where the body of dull Care, symbolizing woes and concerns, is burned on an altar in front of a big owl statue. When that ceremony ends, they all start to cheer and yell.
You have to ask yourself why. Why it is that somebody would want to do that, let alone these elite people. And if you look at the elite throughout history, many of the people that achieve pinnacles of power are into the occult. They seek a supernatural way to gain power.
Why are Christian conservatives such as the Bushes and Newt Gingrich attending the Grove?
And I recognize I'm not going to be invited to Renaissance Weekend or that Bohemian deal where Newt, Rush, and Dick all sit in a teepee, naked, beating on tom-toms.
Why does the media barely mention the Grove? Because many of them are in attendance. Late political cartoonist Phil Frank of the San Francisco Chronicle draws a reporter thinking about his loyalties to Bohemian Grove as he takes notes for a story.
Stories about what happens in these redwoods are hard to come by.
A campground statue reminds Bohemians to keep their mouths shut about the Grove.
Many world events have been shaped at the Grove, including the creation of the atomic bomb.
Discussions at the Grove in the 1930s helped lead to the development of nuclear power and the atomic bomb.
Every Republican president since Calvin Coolidge has been a member, as well as many Democrats, including Jimmy Carter.
If you look at the membership lists of the Bohemian Grove and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, a lot of the key level people are overlapping and are involved in numerous groups.
In addition to pagan rituals that take place there, this all-male club also deals with darker themes. Through the plays Montezuma, which feature Aztec human sacrifice, and Faust, which feature Mephisto. Some of these plays are disturbingly flamboyant. Many of the elitists have a penchant for cross-dressing and singing show tunes. Perhaps that is why much of the all-male staff also happen to be homosexuals.
Well, each year, many of them seem to have a stunt or try to come up with a stunt. Last year, 1980, the popular button was Free the Fortune 500.
Bohemian Grove that I attend.
In 2004, the New York Post reported that gay porn star Chad Savage would be servicing moguls at the Bohemian Grove.
We got to take a break. Now, we're going to shift not so much just from the Grove, but into this network, not only fake Christians and closeted homosexuals, but yes, people that abuse children. Before we get to that other part, we're also going to show you more information on the Grove and the rituals itself. This is the Alex Jones Show. Remember to support Infowars.com by going to InfowarsStore.com, getting the shirts. This one's old school right here, and the products back.
We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Before we get back to the documentary film, it really turns into the high-level blackmail operations via call boys in D.C. that was outed in the Franklin scandal. I think it's important to really go over the owl itself and a guy named George T. Bromley. Now, this book right here that I'm holding, you can get it in PDF, but the physical copy is now well over 100 years old. And like I said, I'm a history buff. So when you get surprises like this, you get pretty happy. When I opened it up, it actually has the real newspaper clipping about the Bohemian Grove honoring their best loved man and also their high priest when he died in 1909. It's 115 years old. And it tells the story of Bromley, who again is into the occult and kind of helps transform the organization as, again, they get rid of the Buddha. They keep a lot of their druidic outfits. Here's the Buddha back in the day before the owls there, and here they are in some of their attire. Now, I want to highlight some of the again, occultic aspects and really do as thou wilt mentality. I'm not joking when I say I have 9 of the annals right next to me. In fact, and again, some of these are now over 100 years old as well. I can only pick up so many. But anybody can go to eBay, right? And this is the original program or poster book. Okay, and notice again, care. There's a big, we don't care. They're very illustrative of the people who they are. And by the way, you can also find out who ends up playing the high priest throughout the years. John Williams recently was playing the high priest in this year. Right here, you can see it's Harold E. Rhodes. Okay, this is 1989, I believe. This is their program book. And again, you can garner a lot of information about this group just by going and shopping on there. I do this all the time to see some of their plays. And this is the latest one. Anybody wants to shell out $1,500 and send it my way, I'd love it. I'll be a Bohemian Rhapsody. And there's the flag with the fire behind it and the woods in front, right? And here's the cremation of care. In 2016, I think this is where I saw John Williams. Yeah, that's it. John Williams, we're talking about the guy that composed a Star Wars stuff, that great composer. Because the San Francisco Orchestra, are they like they're members by default because they play the music here. Okay, and that's a reality. So again, cremation of care. I just wanted to show this right here with the death theme on there. There's a lot of death. A lot of devil stuff. And this I wanted to show you, and this is going to be a transition, okay, into what we're talking about here. Men dressed in drag, as you saw at the end here. The Dream Machine. See that? They got the rainbow. This is 81. This is the Lojinx. And right here you can see cabaret women. Women aren't allowed there, okay? And when you look at who was playing what, right here, you can see there's the cabaret group, all played by men. You just saw the pictures in the documentary. And, you know, again, to get back to kind of the occult stuff, Demon Run, another Lojinx play, Demon Run. Oh, that's fun, Jason. How about Dig the Devil? It's all just fun, 1995 Lojinx. So we're going to go back. We're going to play more of the documentary piece. Now getting into the trafficking after the break, we're going to elaborate on that high-level trafficking. It is the Alex Jones Show.
In recent years, several politicians have been outed in scandals, including Senator Larry Craig, who tried to solicit sex from an undercover officer in 2007. Even more shocking, it was revealed in 2004 that right-wing blogger James Guckert, who had unprecedented access to the White House during the Iraq War, was actually Jeff Gannon, a madam and male prostitute for MilitaryStuds.com. During his 2 years writing for GOP USA and Talon News, Gannon officially made over 200 appearances at the White House. Oddly enough, over 24 of these visits would take place when there were no scheduled briefings. He failed to check in or out with the Secret Service on many other occasions, coming and going as he pleased. These type of activities are not new to the White House. In 1989, headlines involving callboys in the White House rocked the cover of the Washington Times.
The Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a callboy ring. The paper reports that two of the male prostitutes were given a late-night tour of the White House last year.
Hundreds of credit card receipts obtained by the Washington Times confirm that its clients were key officials of the Reagan and Bush administrations, military officers, congressional aides, and U.S. and foreign businessmen with close social ties to Washington's political elite. This ring extended beyond the White House and into Congressman Barney Frank's bedroom.
Barney Frank, one of two openly homosexual members of Congress, acknowledged having used a male prostitute, whom he then hired as a personal employee. The man had keys to Frank's basement apartment on Capitol Hill. Frank paid him approximately $20,000 out of his own pocket to be his housekeeper and driver. But as first reported in today's Washington Times, the man was on probation for sex crimes and a drug conviction. And he ran a prostitution business out of Frank's home.
Although Frank tried to claim ignorance, Stephen Gobi, the prostitute in question, claimed that Frank was completely aware of what was going on and was even receiving free and discounted sexual services. The fix seemed to be in. Frank was threatening members of Congress to remain silent prior to being exposed in this sex ring.
Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank, a homosexual, threatened to expose fellow congressmen he knew to be gay unless they stopped spreading rumors.
Questions stopped and Frank walked away with a slap on the wrist. Some members of the Ethics Committee were disgusted.
Do we tolerate, do we condone a member of this body who knowingly permits a house of prostitution to be operated out of his residence?
You have just heard one of the most edited, selective garbage that has ever been put forth, in my opinion, in this house.
Again, we see people of the highest levels of power involved in the most repulsive and decadent of crimes.
They couldn't care.
We sure do. We sure do. And it's continued to this day. Now, we have a couple minutes before the break. I want to give everybody a preview for what we're going to do in the final segment, because if you look, you can still find it. This is Paul Bonacci, and the interview behind me is with Ted Gunderson. And one of the things, there's a book before the Franklin scandal called The Franklin Cover-Up by one of the lawyers that represented Bonacci, Troy Bonner, Alicia Owens, the Franklin kids, okay? And that book even names more names than the Franklin scandal. However, it is not as well documented. And really, it's the follow-up that was trying to disprove what they said. In some of these interviews, multiple personalities come out. It doesn't seem like this could be real. But Bonacci himself says he was there when NAMBLA was first started, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And in this particular clip behind me, talks about Frank and another high-level individual. We're going to play the first 3 minutes of this video. Again, you can find it out there. It's about 8 minutes long, but there's two other ones. This is an interview with Bonacci and Gary Caradori, who is doing an investigative piece, and apparently had some things on the plane that exploded with him and his son. He was a pilot, small plane, big explosion. End of investigation. And then if you want to watch one of those depositions in which, you know, those personalities come out, you can do that as well. These are still on the internet. I suggest people go and grab them before they are fully scrubbed. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. I encourage you to go support Alex Jones over at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got a show Monday through Friday at Patriot.tv. I'd encourage people to check that out. Great interview and beyond show. So guys, support InfoWars.com through InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Talked about the Bohemian Grove and beyond, and really fact from fiction, allegations, eyewitnesses, real investigations, and real documentary evidence. And I do want to remind people, American dictators, martial law, they are great tools to this day. I think Invisible Empire and New World Order Defined is as important as ever, as is my follow-up, Shade the Motion Picture, because again, we got certain things going viral, and we need to bring a semblance of reality and truth and the real stuff. There is no doubt that was going down over at Barney Frank's apartment. If you saw the little sub-headline, it said the school was a base. Go check out the Chevy Chase School in that incident. I believe it was the vice principal who was also named as somebody who was involved in that ring. So what we're going to do now, again, the Franklin scandal, is we're going to show Benacci. And as non-graphic as possible, when I first read the Franklin cover-up, the predecessor to this, and I read the account, which supposedly took place at the Bohemian Grove with men dressed in ritualistic gear, and they were brought in there by a helicopter into the Redwoods, and there was a weird ring, and they did a weird ritual, and essentially, you know, there were three of them. And there was like this Tarzan-type sexual play the kids were supposed to put on. And at the end of it, as Gunderson said, one of the children was killed, and they were forced to, let's just say they were forced to do bad things to an already really bad situation. I don't want to go that much farther, huh? And this all seems unimaginable. But then you look into Lawrence King, who is this guy running a bank, a darling of the Republican Party, like literally at the Republican National Convention, singing at the opening, God Bless America, right? Opening it up. He's the guy. Whoa. And these things are more than possible. So the audio is not great on this, but this is Gunderson talking to Bonacci. We're only going to play the first 3 minutes or so. So let's jump right into that. Oh, sorry, we got to do this.
Like some of them had bodyguards. You know, they come in and look around. You know, and they'd always have forward guys that would go in before they would. And then they'd shot, I guess, the forward guy would be shot. And that was mainly with the congressmen and stuff, the governors. We went to different states and met with, I think I was only with two governors.
What state did you go to and when?
There was one out in New York or Massachusetts. I'd be trying to figure that one out because where we were at was like real close to either side. So I don't know what was that, but I do know that I met with Senator Barney Franks, who was from Boston or something like that.
Is he a U.S. Senator?
I believe so. Barney Franks.
Did he molest you?
He had sexual relations with me.
Okay. Is it Franks that Barney and he is?
And there it is, Barney Frank, somebody that we covered. There's a really bad scan of that cover story. And if I move my head, school used as base for sex ring. Okay, forget it, just as a department. You know, this is something that almost nobody talks about. And Frank, again, because he threatened everybody, was allowed to continue in government. But let's continue with what Bonacci has to say.
Okay, who are the governors? Can you remember? Did you recognize any of the politicians?
I don't recognize too many of them. I didn't ask who they were. The only ones I really knew was Stubbs, a guy named Gall. Were any state senators from Nebraska as far as I remember?
Did you recognize... aside from the fact that you have sex with some of these politicians, at some of these parties, did you recognize any prominent senators or congressmen or anybody? Even though you may not have had sex with them.
A lot of the parties I went to with King had probably people, because in Washington, D.C., when we were down there, you guys had parties.
So he's talking about parties and bars and the connection to Washington.
At the beginning of the party... Yeah, a lot of young guys stuff that were servers. They'd sometimes serve stuff, sometimes you'd be up in the background, you'd be walking around the party and stuff. Nothing was to take place then.
So notice right there, he talks about the servers aspect. Nothing takes place at the party. Did you notice that at the Bohemian Grove, the gentleman who was a server, the fact that they're hiring gay porn stars to serve them, maybe there's a pattern here? Is there a pattern breaking out? I don't know.
After the party was over, the ones that were involved with him, or the ones that he was trying to get political favors from, that won, whatever they wanted, they would stay or they'd come in after the party was over for the next day. See, so at the party, nothing even abnormal. I mean, if somebody was in there and stuff, they'd see no abnormal activities going on, so they would, you know, honestly be able to say that. You know, I've been to parties, but I've never seen anything, so. But I've seen, some parties down in Washington, I've seen President Bush there.
What year was that? Was he president or vice president?
Vice president. That's when he was still vice president.
So let's just stop that. Because I'd rather not talk about him as he looked down. Now, I'm not accusing George H.W. Bush of doing anything, but he sure is at the Bohemian Grove. He's got all the funny spooks around him. And his son gets brought into Skull and Bones. One of the rituals they show you in The Good Shepherd is them in the coffin. Now, it said in that coffin, you are to confess all of your sexual history as you pleasure yourself, and they piss on you, basically. A lot of that is in the film. Just lovely stuff, great people, the kind of organization that you want to join. A lot of things that you don't know about. George W. Bush, not the one we were just talking about, you know, the one that was in the film and kissing another grown, bald man's head who's the head of militarystuds.com and a fake news outlet, that one. Yeah, he's also, well, he's at Yale, a male cheerleader at the time. Okay, why don't you look up what somebody at sworn testimony said they saw during his collegiate years with his buddy Victor Ash? Just pointing all these things out there because they need to be put into the public arena. And a lot of this stuff is, in fact, generational. A lot of this stuff is beyond belief to most people that have absorbed this narrative surrounding the people that lead us. And unfortunately, there are very, very dark aspects to their personalities and their behaviors outside of the power structures they run. And overall, you know, that's one of the reasons that I got into this game. You know, I'll never forget when I was at an event that Charlie Sheen had actually put together, and there were allegations against Sheen, that was on C-SPAN. And I was talking to a Hollywood producer, and he asked me why I did this. And he had actually outed and alleged that there was already a notorious pedophile who's been accused otherwise, and I'm not accusing anybody, named Bryan Singer, big Hollywood director that was just putting out a Superman film at the time. You know, and we had that conversation. He goes, well, why are you doing this? And the reason that came up is I said, well, it's because when you get to the top of the food chain, a lot of these people are occultic pedophiles that hurt children. That's not okay with me. I'm not on board with their vision of the future. And that's when he told me the story of being at a party with Bryan Singer, in which Bryan Singer had what appeared to be a topless 14-year-old boy on a dog leash parading him around the party as his property. If you'd like to know more about Singer, you can go check out the documentary film that is called An Open Secret. It is free. If you want to learn more about this Franklin scandal, you can also hunt down a copy of Conspiracy of Silence online. You can check out my film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order, defined for free. But to me, folks, all the issues we covered here today, not about left or right, Democrat, Republican, none of it. It is about right and wrong and ultimately good and evil. And I'm sorry, but the Bohemian Grove and the fruits that it has bared are on the rotten end of that evil tree. I am Jason Burmes. This was the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Remember to support Alex Jones over at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the supplements. Get the shirts. Support independent media. I am Jason Burmes. Check my stuff out as well. Love you guys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.